All right. You ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, I'll talk to you later.
Ready.
Good morning.
Good morning.
And what shall we discuss?
Well, I have a long list again, and I think I'll be brave and start with the substantive questions and then move towards the focus questions. I understand that I'm Sumathi Gramada, which seems to make some sense to me because I'm a professor. I teach and do political science, and I'm a human rights scholar. But I have this ongoing tension, feeling like sometimes that, especially being a human rights scholar, that all I do is teach and that I'm not an activist, I'm not a practitioner, and so I'm not out in the, real world making a difference. And so I was wondering if this tension was something I should pay attention to. Is this, you know, an indication of an intent maybe that I'm supposed to be moving towards? Or is this something that's sort of an inherent tension for somebody that Sufi Gramada?
I would not necessarily express that what you are describing would be inherent to an individual that is aligned with the Gramada family. I would express that it is a quality of the Gramada to be initiators, not necessarily to be involved in certain directions or actions or orchestrating them, but more so to be the initiators, which would be the inspirers. They would be the individuals that you would term to be more behind the scene and inspiring other individuals to be generating action. Now, this is not to say that individuals that belong to or are aligned with this family don't involve themselves in certain actions or some actions in which they would be actively involved in some type of leadership role, but for the most part, individuals associated with this family are not in the forefront of actions. They are instigating actions. Now, in association with what you are describing, incorporating this tension, that may be an indicator of what you want to do, but it may also be more associated with your beliefs and your associations with certain actions. That if you incorporate a significant knowledge of certain subjects, you should be actively engaging them. That would more be your association and a judgment that you express in relation to yourself rather than an expression of your alignment family. For what you do is quite in alignment with that family. Now, what you want to do may be entirely different. And this tension that you are experiencing may be associated with that, coupled with your own judgment in relation to what you associate you should do, and comparing that with what you are doing.
Right. And so, this wanting to make a difference, but perceiving that teaching or doing research doesn't have an observable, direct impact.
But it does. And in that, you are generating a contribution for what you do ripples out to other individuals, and they may engage action in association with what you are rippling out to them, which is quite in alignment with the Gramada family.
I think sometimes it's hard keeping the broader perspective of that everyone is creating their own reality and being in something like a human rights field in which things that are so objectively seem to be terrible that are happening. And so I think there's more of a desire to want to make a tangible difference.
I'm understanding. And let me also express to you, yes, you are correct. Every individual is creating their own reality, and in that there are benefits in whatever they are creating, but also allow yourself to recognize that even within your own experiences, in like manner to any other individual, yes, you are creating your own reality, but in some experiences, you may not like what you are creating, and you may not necessarily incorporate enough objective information to allow yourself to change what you are creating, and you may be experiencing discomfort. And in that, if another individual offered you a manner or information in how you could alter your discomfort, you would appreciate that. And it is also important to remember that in subjects such as human rights and wanting to generate a difference or to create more comfort in your world with other individuals, They are creating their reality, and they also are drawing into their reality individuals such as yourself that offer them solutions. Therefore, it all moves together. And in this, this is a point that many individuals confuse in this information and express that every individual is creating their own reality. Therefore, if they are creating misery, that is what they have chosen. Yes, but they also are creating any other individual that appears in their reality to offer solutions and to offer support and helpfulness.
Yes, I think that's the piece. I think that's the piece that I was missing and trying to figure out how to blend those two, to have the two happening.
Yes, but you may incorporate information that other individuals that you would deem to be less fortunate may not incorporate objectively, but they do incorporate their own desires, and in the expression of those desires, they may project an energy that will attract individuals such as yourself that do generate the objective information that will be helpful to them. That is not an accident, and you are not thrusting that upon other individuals. They are drawing that to themselves.
That makes sense, and I will have to think more about that, but that seems to be the connection that I was missing. I had a question going pretty far back into my past. I was a fundamentalist Christian, and for a long period of time in that phase of my life, I truly believed that I had this relationship with God or Jesus, somebody. And it felt like there was some energy, which I wouldn't have called it that at the time, but it felt like something was listening and responding to me. And I was just curious whether that was me, that sensation, was I just creating some communication with myself, or was I communicating with a soul guide or some essence?
I would express that it is a combination of you as essence, and also allowing energy of other essences. This is not uncommon in religious expressions and in religious experiences involving religious philosophies and different establishments, regardless of what they are, and regardless of what their individual philosophy is, the trust that individuals express in relation to these establishments is very great. Individuals term that to be faith. In actuality, it is an allowance of themselves to genuinely generate a trust that creates an openness in which they actually do connect with their own essence and with other essences. They may term it to be God or Jesus or Buddha or Allah. It matters not what word the individual attaches to what they are experiencing. They may even define their experiences as being interactive with angels. And those experiences are very real. They are interactions with the presence of other essences, but it matters not how the individual identifies them. What is significant is that they are allowing themselves genuine and very real experiences, and that requires an openness. And many individuals in religious roles do express that openness. This is yet again another example of the reason that it is so very important to be accepting of differences. I'm aware that there is significant movement with individuals that offer themselves information outside of religious expressions, and the automatic tendency to judge religious expressions. And in actuality, there are very many similarities. There are many similarities in what I and other essences express in information and what is expressed in religious philosophies. They merely incorporate different terms. The base difference is the idea that there is some source that is greater than yourself, and that you are not necessarily creating all of your reality, but that it is somewhat being orchestrated by that greater source. But there also is a factor in religious philosophies that connects that source to the individual. Therefore, the most significant difference in those philosophies and information that essences may express in association with energy exchanges is that the individual is not less than, and that the individual is the most significant. But other than that, religious philosophies are merely a different manner in which individuals can allow themselves to express trust.
Well, that's very helpful, because I think I had been experiencing that, I was discounting that experience and that previous openness, like my trust had been misplaced. And I think it affects my ability to be open now, so maybe I'll be able to revisit that experience without so much judgment or discounting or distrust.
Correct. It is merely a matter of redefining terms. And when you redefine terms, you redefine your reality. And in that, it is not a matter of discounting your relationship with God or with Jesus. It is merely a matter of redefining terms and allowing yourself to expand that relationship to include you.
Yes, that's a big difference. Well, I have another question that moves sort of in a similarly confusing area, and it's in regards to my partner, Joe. And he knows I'm going to be talking to you, and has given me a question, but he doesn't know that I was specifically going to ask you about an illness that he has. He has colonitis, and it's been very troubling to him, and we've had conflicts over my concern that he doesn't work enough to have insurance, and having fear that he's going to get cancer, and that he's chosen to disengage. And yet a part of me believes that his illness is related to what's going on subjectively with him as well. And I wondered if you would have any advice for us, for him or me, and how we deal with this physical manifestation.
First of all, let me express to you that this would be dependent upon his willingness to address to himself, not merely physically. I can offer suggestions in relation to the physical aspect, but when individuals create physical manifestations, there is some issue that is being expressed that is involved, unless the individual is choosing a method to be disengaging, which many individuals do. But if the individual is not choosing a method to be disengaging, such as some dis-ease that you deem to be not curable, and even in that, the individual may not necessarily be creating it to be disengaging, or individuals do reverse even those types of diseases. But generally speaking, when individuals create physical manifestations, they are very strongly associated with some other action that the individual is doing inwardly. And in that, generally speaking, it is a significant issue, and the individual is discounting themselves, and in doing so, holding energy. And when you hold energy, it does not flow freely, and the body consciousness responds to that and creates a physical manifestation that reflects the intensity of whatever the individual is doing inwardly. Therefore, a significant factor in the situation would be this individual's willingness to explore and address to what is creating this physical manifestation. I can express to you that alterations in food consumption can be helpful. I can also express that certain actions can be engaged that would be helpful, such as relaxation exercises and visualizations, but they would not be helpful if he does not engage them. Many exercises that I offer to individuals are very simple, but in their simplicity, they accomplish many actions and are very effective. In this, I can suggest that it would be helpful for him to engage a relaxation exercise that I have offered previously, which is also used to align the energy centers in your body, but it does incorporate a very relaxing effect.
I think I have that printed out before.
And in
so
that,
by offering that advice, then does that mean that most likely this is not a method he chosen to disengage in?
Thus far, no.
But he could.
To this point, no. This is not a method that he has chosen to be disengaging. Now, understand that that can change. And he could move in that direction, and he could generate that choice. But to this point, that has not been the reason.
Well, he did give me a specific question to ask you, and I think it's related in his mind perhaps to the illness and our conflict and our relationship. And he's trying to make a decision of whether he should move out of the house and move to McKinney into a studio and somewhat of a lifestyle, an independent lifestyle he had had before. And so he's struggling with making that decision. I told him I didn't know if you would answer a should he question or if you would give him advice on perhaps how to know or how to understand which decision might serve him better.
In actuality, I would express an encouragement in that type of direction. For at times with individuals, they become so familiar with certain patterns and automatic responses and familiar interactions that it is difficult to change them. Individuals become so familiar with some interactions and patterns that they view them to be safe. They are not comfortable, but they are safe. For they are predictable and they know what to expect. But the discomfort can become so emphasized that the individual begins to motivate themselves to engage some change. It is not a matter that individuals cannot change in familiar situations, but it is much more difficult in many situations, for there is a constant influx of triggers, of automatic responses that the individual may be uncomfortable with, but will respond to. In this, the individual begins to generate a perception of themselves that they are trapped, and they hold themselves in this figurative box, which becomes a cage, and they perceive that there is no manner to release themselves. And at times, it may be beneficial for the individual to engage somewhat of a dramatic choice to change their situation. I would also agree that this is a significant factor in relation to the physical manifestation. This is the reason that I expressed that it would be a matter of his willingness to address to the situation and allow himself to be implementing some changes. And as I expressed, in the interim time framework in which he may be addressing to the issues, he can engage some physical actions that will be helpful. It will not generate the manifestation to disappear without also involving addressing to the issue. But it will be helpful, the relaxation exercise, and also altering the food intake, incorporating different types of food that will be more soothing in relation to these particular organs. My suggestion would be that he incorporate considerable fish, not to be consuming meat, or if so, to be consuming them in small quantities, and altering his diet to be incorporating much more fish. And in incorporating fish, darker fishes. Light fish, what you term to be white fish, is acceptable, but in smaller quantities. Darker fishes would be more beneficial. They incorporate much more oil and more fat, which will be helpful. I would also express that it would be beneficial to not be incorporating much intake of wheat products, but to substitute products that are generated from nuts rather than grain. You can incorporate products that you can create similar foods with and not be incorporating grains such as bread. You can generate bread with flour that is not comprised of grain, that is comprised of nuts. This is merely an example. But in this, in relation to food consumption, these would be more beneficial and would be helpful in soothing the actual organs.
But the more important thing in the long term is the addressing of himself.
Quite so, yes.
But this might help in the interim.
Yes.
In the cycle. Well, Mary had told me that we would hear a beep or a timer, and I haven't heard it, but I know we've gone over 30 minutes, so I'm scheduled to have another 30-minute session in a couple of weeks. So I suppose we should end it. Like I say, I didn't hear a beep, but I'm pretty sure we've been engaged more than 30 minutes.
Very well.
Maybe to not mess up our schedule, we better end it now.
Very well.
Okay, I appreciate the very, very timely advice, and I'll chat with you again in a few weeks.
Very well, I shall be anticipating of that. And you can also offer my invitation to your partner.
I will do that, and maybe he'll join me next time.
Very well.
Thank you very much.
To you, my friend, in great appreciation and tremendous encouragement. Au revoir.
Bye.